Today is Monday, March 29th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I have a lot of crabgrass. I don't know if... So we pay for a lawn company, and not for mowing, Baron Frosty, we do not pay for mowing. I just want to make that clear that we do not pay for mowing. I mow, I weed eat, I blow. but we do pay for a yard company to, I don't know what they do. They fertilize, they're supposed to treat for weeds. And they told me, so the first year they told me, I said, I really need you guys for the crabgrass. And I don't know, it's called foxtail or fox willow or I don't know, fox something. And I said, hey, I need you guys to do that and take care of the crabgrass, but also fertilize the grass so it gets greener and stays green and all that kind of stuff. Because I want a lawn that looks like a golf course. I mean, I want a beautiful, luscious, green lawn with no weeds. And so, you know, and they told me, so the first year they said, oh, well, there's no way that we can take care of the crabgrass and the fox trot or whatever it's, I don't know the name of it, fox willow, foxtail, I don't know, there's some kind of weed. There's like, there's no way we could take care of it this year because we, those are, in order, for those types of weeds that are coming up, we need to use what's called a pre-emergent. So we need to get those before they ever come up. So we do that in the fall, and then we do it again right before the spring and the winter, and it doesn't allow them to grow, basically. They said, but next year it will be no problem. Next year will be no problem, and we will get that done, and it'll be a perfect, you know. I don't know what they said, but anyway, regardless, they said next year we'll take care of it. So I signed up for it and, you know, and they came out, they come out on a regular schedule. They are fertilizing. I see the little pellets. I am a little, it irritates me a little bit that we pay for it, but then they leave us a note every time and they say, you will need to water this in within 1 to 2 weeks of us doing it. And I'm thinking, I'm paying you guys. Why are you not watering it in? Why do I have to do extra work? Why am I paying you? I can go to Walmart and buy some granules and spread them myself. Anyway, and so anyway, maybe we need to have a better company. Maybe we're using this company called Ace of Blades. And the one that advertises all over the place is called True Green. And Mark actually said when we signed up, why don't we use this one that we see advertised? And I said, well, you know, this one was recommended to us. Why don't we use it? I don't know. We have the tallest crabgrass right now. The side yard is just full of all kinds of weeds, dandelions, crabgrass, foxtail, glove, willow, whatever it's called. That's all there is. I don't even see any grass. All I see is weeds. And in the backyard, we've got a lot of grass, and then we've got all like the grass that we want. And then we've got all this dang crabgrass that's super tall already, and our normal grass, you know, the grass that you want has not even turned green yet. Hasn't started sprouting or whatever you call it. I guess it doesn't turn green, but you know what I'm saying. And so, I don't know. Maybe I'm going to call them and I'm going to write an angry letter. I'm going to write an angry letter. So over the weekend, Saturday, I got up and I said, hey, Mark, let's go walk. So I was a little bit concerned about my weight because I spread my cheat day the weekend before, over 2 days instead of one. Because I was driving a lot and so we couldn't eat at the restaurant because I was gone from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 or 10 at night. We didn't have time to go to a restaurant on Saturday, but I had to eat in the car. And it was hard for me to stay on my Weight Watchers diet, stopping at fast food places, or I just didn't want to, I don't know, because it was Saturday and I was like, oh, man. So I weighed, but I only lost about 0.5 pound that week. And so I was a little bit concerned this week because, again, I also splurged on Sunday. So I splurged Saturday and Sunday. So, and Mark keeps telling me, well, if you just splurge the same number of meals every week, then it should even out, no matter if it's on the same day or not, which he's right. But I feel like if I confine it all within one day, that I'm going to be more successful. Anyway, regardless. So I was a little concerned. So I got up and I weighed, and I did. I lost 1.5 pounds. So a little bit more than 1.5. It was like 1.6, 1.7, something. So I was happy about that. I have now lost 16 pounds, over 16 pounds since I started. So you guys can give me applause if you would like. Actually, I can give myself applause. Here we go. Oh, there you go. Oh. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So anyway, so I've lost over 16 pounds and I had lost 1.5 pounds. So I was happy about that. But we did go and walk first. So I've been trying to introduce, now that the weather is getting better, I'm trying to introduce, as Fatty would say, no, I don't know how he says it, Nippa walks or Nipper walks. I'm not really sure. Regardless. So he would say something like that. So I've implemented some Nippa walks. Now that it's getting a little bit warm and we can play Pokemon and we can walk around the park, that we have a park nearby that has a walking path. And so we can do that. And we, you know, and in fact, RT Cruiser did a raid with us. He did a remote raid with us while we were walking. I believe it was on Saturday. It might not have been, but I think it was. So we walked, came back. We did get food. We got breakfast. I got a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit from McDonald's, a couple of hash browns, and a blueberry muffin. But I had to weigh first to make sure that I had lost weight before I could reward myself with my splurge. And so I did indeed lose weight. So I ate that. And then Mark and I had some homework that I had to do. So I came upstairs and did a little bit of homework. And then, and we just watched TV. We hung out. I did some more. I'm still setting up my desk and doing some things like that. So I did some stuff like that. We watched a little TV and then we had game night with my parents. So we ordered Chinese food and we went over to my parents and we played Monopoly Deal, which is really fun. Actually, anybody who likes card games or board games, Monopoly Deal is a card game, but it's based on Monopoly. So you're trying to collect sets of properties. Anyway, it's really fun. You can play it in about 10 to 15 minutes. So it's not, you know, Monopoly can take 4 hours. But you can play Monopoly Deal in 10 to 15 minutes. And it's really fun. And so we did that. It was an uneventful evening. My mom didn't say anything ridiculous. So that was really good. And every time I go over to my parents now, and I think I mentioned this, they're sneakily trying to give me all of the boxes that I've left at their house over the years. And what I mean is boxes that were moved around as I was in college. And before I moved out onto my own, I was in college. I had an apartment, but I would go back to my parents for summers or whatever. And but even stuff from when I was a child, I think I told you guys I had these marionette puppets. I had a dummy. Because I was really into puppets when I was a kid. Not puppet shows. Well, yeah, puppet shows, but not the kind of puppet shows you're thinking. Actual puppets, like Elmo, you know, or whatever. Danny O'Day, you know. So every time we go over there, my parents give us something else, another box. And it's just, they don't even say anything. They just put a box by the door to catch my attention so that when we leave and I'm like, and so we walk in the door and there are three boxes on the table. And I said, oh man, you really are trying to get me to take all my stuff, aren't you? I should say, you know, we live 20 minutes away from you. When you guys die, it's going to be me cleaning out your house anyway. So why you can't keep my stuff, I don't know. Anyway, we have a house, but I have to, it's more boxes that I have to go through and I hate going through, but I hate it. So anyway, we did that. We ate Chinese. We played. We did watch a basketball game as well. Arkansas was playing. Arkansas is in the Final Eight in March Madness. for the first time since, I don't know, 1991 or something. It's been a long time. So Arkansas beat Oral Roberts University. It's interesting, Oral Roberts University. So my very first boyfriend that I never talk about, I had this boyfriend. Well, okay, my first real boyfriend. I had an internet boyfriend when I was in high school, you know, an online thing. We never met. He even sent me a picture that wasn't even him. So I didn't even know what he looked like. I mean, I thought I did, but I didn't. And so I don't count him as my first. He was my internet boyfriend. But my first real boyfriend that I actually met in person was when I first started college. And funny enough, after we ended our relationship, he decided that he didn't want to be gay anymore. And he enrolled at Oral Roberts University. Now, I don't know if they... Okay, it's a Baptist university. I believe it's Baptist. I don't know. It's some Christian affiliation. And Oral Roberts had this show on television. So when I saw that they were playing Oral Roberts University, I thought of Chris. Because it's like, I wonder how he's doing. I wonder if he's still alive. I don't know. When I think about people that I'm not in contact with anymore, I always think, I wonder if they're still alive. I don't know why I think that. But anyway. So yeah, we watched that. Arkansas won. Only by 2 points, though. It was really a really nail-biter. It was a nail-biter. And so we did that. I did not win any of the games. We went home, and then Sunday, I had more homework. I spent about 3 hours doing homework Sunday morning. And then we just had a leisurely... We walked again Sunday afternoon, and then did our grocery shopping, and then I cooked. And then I had a suits meeting last night, and that was my weekend. And today, I've just worked, and now, after I'm done recording this, I'm going to be able to go downstairs and have a relaxing evening. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.